radar are the mobile monitoring.
WSAP monitoring from Newport. Anybody around? This is WSAP calling from Newport. Appreciate the signal report. Bye.
Chad 7, CMD mobile listening on 86. AI-7, QMD mobile monitoring, 145.19. AI-7, QMD mobile monitoring, 145.19.
Mobile northbound I-75,
Taylor. Ben ACN, sorry for not getting back to you yesterday.
No, not the end of the world. Oh, we're headed to Marquette.
That sounds fun. Let me know what the aftermath of the bridge looks like. I saw some of the video. That's cool.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the what the camera saw yesterday. The PDZ on the tower, I bet that was probably interesting.
Yeah, I forgot about that one, Fred.
Well, what are you doing?
Well, I'm stuck in traffic. Trying to get my mom to an 11:30 appointment, and I haven't even made it across town yet, so I think we're going to be late. So, it's going good. It's the first day of school, so it's surprisingly quiet at our house while I'm trying to work, which is nice.
There you go. So, hey, so here's something interesting. I've got this Olinko that I'm using in here for APRS right now. I had a radio in here before, an ICOM 2820 that I use, and it was fine running high power. If I run this thing on high power, or even sometimes mid-power, it's got this, like, this carrier is, like, all over the place. So, you know, when it beacons, it's, you know, since the carrier's all over the place, well, the digis aren't decoding it because, well, it's, like, going outside of the bandwidth of whatever the receiver is receiving.
That's interesting. And that radio was the one you were testing last night at your house?
No, this is a different one. However, it seems to have the same, you know, when I plugged it in at home, it had that 60 hertz hum going out on transmit. The 2820 is doing it barely still. I made it mostly go away by quite literally moving the power plug cable, like, an inch, which is interesting. So I'm wondering if these radios just have really bad power filtering. But I want to know why the carrier is going all over the place in this vehicle on the Elenco. It doesn't make any sense.
Most common cause of that is undervoltaging. Unless there's something wrong with the radio and it's doing it everywhere. I was thinking about your issue at home, too, with the hum, and I think the only time I've ever had that before was when I lived in the apartment at Michigan Tech. It was before I ran I basically had all my antennas inside until it was nice enough outside, because it's always winter up there. It was nice enough outside that I went to the hardware store, and I got a chunk of 2x4, and I cut some holes in it for coax, and I formed the 2x4 so I could close the window to keep rain and wind and stuff out, but still allow the coax to go through the holes and have the window shut. So once I did that and had an outside antenna, that got rid of all my problems. But I will tell you, I had that same kind of thing happen when I had like a quarter wave and a 5/8 wave on a cookie sheet near me. And what helped was moving it across the apartment and putting it on top of the refrigerator and a long enough coax. And I think it had something to do with common mode and or SWR, even though the antenna was a good match. On the meter, it still had some energy that was getting back into the radio and causing a lot of problems.
Jump in here for a quick second. Elenco is known for that. If you Google search it, they are horrible for spurious all over the place when they key up, so I would not use an Elenco. KBSW.
Yeah, I've heard that. But, like, even then, I get spurs. I can understand that. But the carrier just moving, even with, like, no modulation, that's weird.
Rip it out and put a Motorola in. You won't have the problem. All right, I gotta go. KB Dust up here.
Solution to all my problems right there.
There you go. I mean, back in the day, I used to not worry about Elenco too much. In fact, I think the Michigan Tech Club ran both of their VHF and UHF nodes on Elenco DR1200s, and I forget what the UHF model number was, but those were not only solid for years, but they were also the cleanest FM signal I had heard. It was on a FM, not PM. So, I mean, even just in dead transmit when we were tuning things up every year, the carrier was so quieter than our two Motorola repeaters. So, like, if you had a carrier and no modulation, it was a nice signal. In a mobile radio form factor. Of course, that was also back in the day, too. So, I mean, I went to college in 97 through 2000, so, you know, different eras of radios. It kind of broke my heart a little bit one year when I opened a magazine and saw that Elenco's new feature on their dual band radio was that you could change the backlight color, and I'm like, really? that's the feature. 18 different backlight colors. All right. Well, you're focusing on the wrong thing. But anyway. I kind of lost track of where they went from that point on because it broke my heart a little bit. But there might be some truth to that. Experience is the key, I think. But yeah, I had a lot of issues with using more than just a few watts in a tight area if I didn't have a good run of coax going to an antenna that was, you know, had some good radio connectivity on it. And a cookie sheet works in a pinch, but I don't know. It didn't work for me very well with 50 watts near my desk. So I would see if you could change the setup a little bit and see if the situation changes.
Well, unfortunately, where the antennas are where they're going to have to stay. I can't really put them anywhere else. So, it's an unfortunate situation.
Yep. I'm interested to see what it does on a dummy load. Replace your antenna with a dummy load and don't change the feed line. And let me know the results. I'm guessing the hum goes away.
Alright, well, I'll have to wait till the end of the week to do that, unfortunately.
Understood. That's my fun. That's what I like about radio, is you get into these weird situations and then you gotta play with every element in the environment and do it in a controlled way so you don't lose track of what you're changing. The worst thing you can do is change everything all at once, because then you'll never know. I like to make small changes and keep testing, and then I can go, oh, that was a bad jumper cable that wasn't soldered very well on the shield, and it broke loose, and which is why the antenna received fine and kind of transmitted okay, but in an actual environment performed like poo. So, you know, stuff like that. Anyway, I'm just about to pick up my mom, and I gotta find out how fast this Prius will go once I get her loaded up, so we'll talk to you later. I'll be clear after your next NACN.
Alright, sounds good. 73. Alright, EMH, mobile, I-75, northbound. I was just wondering if you were going to be around for the next couple hours, because I'm going to try out the Levering and Max City 3-1 as I go up to the UP here.
Just crossing the bridge here, part here. I'll get back to my phone call here. Keep it up here.
Alright, I need you, Mitch. NADMH Mobile, Mackinac City.
KFADNF, good morning, Drake.
Certainly, how are we doing today? NADMH Mobile.
How are you today?
Headed to Marquette. Gonna be up there until Friday.
Places to be than that this time of year.
Personally, I'd rather go to Houghton / Keweenaw Peninsula, but, you know, this will suffice.
I'm in the same boat as you, but Marquette ain't bad once the tourists leave town. Of course, it's probably going to be pretty busy with all the college students returning this week, so might be kind of a crap show anyway.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. But, anyway. Just getting on to the bridge right now.
Well, make sure you stop at the Veerling and, you know, confirm that they haven't stopped making beer.
Oh, if they haven't stopped, I'm going to get some of my own.
Right on, man. That sounds like a great plan.
Well, it's Bentley up to today.
Back to work, you know, grinding on all of the chaos that happened over the holiday weekend. It's amazing what one day can actually do to commerce.
Oh, I can only imagine. So. Oh, man. I've been on the Mackinac Bridge here so many times now. It's nothing special. As a matter of fact, I've been on it for like 3 hours. So, it's just like road now.
Are Are you stuck on the bridge? Is that what you're saying?
No. A couple weeks back, I was up here for 3 days doing all the PMs for the bridge authorities' radios and everything. So, and a lot of their, they had a couple radios that were actually in the towers of the bridge. So, that was a neat experience.
The Dirty Jobs episode where he changes light bulbs on the cables, that's pretty crazy.
I could have just about touched those.
Wow, man, that's pretty cool. Not many people that have been up there to do that.
Oh, whatever. There used to be a VHF antenna here on the bridge on one of the towers, and I don't see it anymore, so it must be gone now. There's a little fiberglass stick, though, on the north tower on the, on the west side. Interesting. I'll have to see what happened about that. Not a whole lot of traffic going southbound or northbound. It's really pretty quiet right now.
Hey, what was going on yesterday on this frequency? I think they must have had some sort of a traffic monitoring exercise or emergency exercise. Do you know what they were up to yesterday?
Yeah, so 8 o'clock, yesterday, that was bridgewalk stuff. CCCSCO helps out with the bridgewalk. So all the repeaters up here used for such.
I did not put those two together. That makes sense. Yeah, they were talking about traffic, and they were talking about being in specific zones. I thought maybe it was just, I don't know, some sort of traffic control exercise for bridge traffic that was backed up or something like that. But bridgewalk, that makes a lot more sense.
Yep. So, yeah, the link system was used for that, and then Monday evening was Monday evening social hour net, and I got to get in the max pass only lane standby here.
KF8, ENF, standing by.
All right, we figured it out. I've got one of those fancy mag passes, so I can quote-unquote cheat.
Gets to bypass everybody that's waiting in line. Nice.
Well, I thought I was going to be able to do that, but the only mag pass only lane is on the far right next to the emergency lane. One of these lanes is backed up to the point where I can't get to it, so I guess I'm waiting now.
Hey, so I know that there's a repeater in Newberry. What do they have over that way around Munising and Marquette? They got some coverage over there on 2 meter or 70 centimeter?
Well, I guess I'm going to find out, because whenever I've gone to the UP for work, I haven't really done a whole lot with my radios. So I guess I'll find out for you.
Yeah, I usually go up to the Pictured Rocks every year and do a little backpacking trip, but I've never taken my radio over there with me when I've had my ham license, so I've never looked into what's over that way. But, yeah, be interesting to find out if you can report back to me after you're back over in this side of the world.
Stand by. My MAC pass is not working.
KF8ENF to NADMH. Drake, you still out there?
Well, that was a fun ordeal. NADMH mobile.
KF8ENF. Yeah, hey, I was wondering if maybe they, like, pulled you into the inspection lane and were strip searching you.
No, I went into the MAC pass only lane. And my MAC pass wasn't working, so they had to give me a new one.
Officers behind you were thrilled.
Yep. Oh, well. It is what it is, so. All right, I'll be back again. I'm going to grab something to eat. Any EMH mobile.
You have a great trip, and we'll look forward to talking to you when you're back later in the week or next week. KF8 EMS.
Thank you. 88 FTW monitoring portable.
NACMH mobile.
Good afternoon, Greg. Where are you mobiling to today?
Marquette, of all places.
Well, welcome back to the UP.
I can't escape this place.
Well, there you go. Well, your company's growing. There we go. But, yeah. Yeah, we're headed over there Friday.
Oh, that means we'll pass each other, because I'm going to be going the opposite direction on Friday.
Yeah, that is a very possibility. That's for sure. So, yeah, it's beer festival weekend, so we're going to head over there for Saturday, and we're going to drink our afternoon away.
Oh, maybe
you'll
stay then. Save me some.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely plenty to go around, that's for sure.
Yep. Well, that's fun. I'm rolling my way into Brevoort here. Behind every RV that thinks the speed limit's 45 when it's really 20 miles an hour more than that. So, it's, this is probably the slower part of my drive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those campers, they're in no hurry, that's for sure. you know, I wouldn't be mad at what road you'd actually take. You'd probably run into those crazy guys.
I just stumbled upon a passing lane. This has been the best thing that's happened to me in the past 30 minutes.
Yeah, sometimes I think they need more of those passing lanes. And then you come up on one, and there's one of those other fellas thinks that, hey, to pass me, we gotta go faster. So they finally speed up, then you get back behind them, and then they slow back down. It's a stupid thing.
Yeah, that happens in Traverse City way more often than I'd like to see it. But there's also not a whole lot I can do about it, except for whine, I guess.
Yeah, that's about it. So, but other than that, yeah, we're just waking up for the day and getting the coffee going and deciding breakfast and see what else today brings. So what's your work related up there in Marquette? So what you working on?
Oh, we're going to be upgrading Motorola consoles. Upgrading the routers and everything, and then the back-end stuff to put in the new site routers because the state wants to finally push the Astro update, system update. Oh, wow. I get over and the person I just passed wants to pass me. That's another kind of special, too. Anyway, so yeah. Console upgrades, it's a time.
Oh, hey, wow. You know, I'm surprised that that Motorola dealer up that way is not doing all that well. So, yeah, what is it? Elcom, there you go. Yeah, I've been dealing with them for a while, that's for sure. Always find them to be overpriced.
You know, every time we get another job up here, that's kind of what I've been hearing.
Yeah, I'm not sure what their backstory is, but, yeah. So, I think they priced themselves right out of their work. I think they had the, thought they had the OUP to themselves, and then other people decide to, other agencies decide to look elsewhere and see, oh, hey, their prices are lower, so. Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, that's kind of what happens when you start to turn your company into a monopoly for an area, and then you price yourself, if you set your prices way too high. Your customers are always going to find a cheaper alternative if you're way more expensive than everybody else.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, but anyways, yeah, maybe one of these days you can come to the zoo for work.
Well, with how things have been going lately, that would not surprise me one bit. So, anyway, shoot. I think, I don't think we have any site routers to do at any of the, at the power sites now. I think those are all done. I think we're just doing console, or console sites. And once those are all done, I think that's it. And then the state's going to do the big update.
Yeah. Well, that would be good, so. See how it ends up. I'm not sure what their update is, but I'm sure it'll be something good.
You know, I haven't really looked into the release notes to see what they're fixing with it, but I imagine it's important.
Yeah. Yeah, probably security stuff.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me a whole lot. All right, Brad, well, we're going to let you go here. I'm going to dodge all the bonehead drivers here and keep on driving. Catch you later. NEDMH Mobile.
All righty, sir. Enjoy your drive and your week up in Marquette. And, hey, we'll catch you later. NEDMH KE8FJW.
DMH Mobile.
KC8VSU on North Michigan Link System.
NEDMH Mobile, Marquette.
KFA-DNF. KFA-DNF.
KI-7QMD Mobile on 19.
Hey, good afternoon. Coming at you on the 19 from Harbor Springs.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. On my way south, I'm actually leaving downtown Harbor Springs. This is Rick. Who am I talking to? All I heard was the mic key up. KI7QMD.
Hey, Rick. My name is Bentley. Coming at you from Harbor Springs.
Bentley, good day and happy Tuesday. Are you in Harbor Springs or in the Petoskey area?
Kind of in between, sitting on my front porch at my house, which is near the airport, Pleasant View 119 area.
Okay. The Harbor Springs Airport, I just drove by it. I'm down near Vanalis now. We could probably talk on Simplex.
Yeah, your setup's great, by the way. You're getting into the repeater on your mobile rig real nice. Sounds like you're right next to me here.
Yeah, the repeater is actually up on a hill with the north, roughly north of Petoskey.
Yeah, I believe it's actually out on Krause Road, which would be a little bit south and east of Petoskey, up on Chandler Hill, I believe.
Okay, you get your directions better than I do. Yeah, I was out there. I helped wire the thing up when we put it in. They moved it. They moved it out of Harbor Springs. It used to be out Spetsmanville, where the 6-8 is now. Or 6-8's always been there, but it was out in Spetsmanville for a little while, and then they moved it out to Petoskey.
Yeah, and I know Drake really did a nice job on tuning this one up, man. It's got quite a reach, and it seems to perform quite well in its current location.
Yep, I can pick it up just north of Mancelona with a good solid signal, and most of the way down the coast. But I think this is Drake's second tuning. He went in and tweaked it a little bit more. It had a few issues 6 or 8 months into the first go-around, and he tweaked it a little bit more, and it's really performing well now. I agree.
Yeah, before I got my ham ticket in July, I was playing a lot of GMRS in the area, and Del Reynolds has a repeater up on his tower at Stutzmanville there, and man, that thing's a flamethrower too. What a great location. He's got so much height there on that hill, plus that giant tower. We were talking to guys on GMRS on UHF all the way down in Manton.
Yeah, is that the same tower the 6-8's on? That's the Straits Club, I guess.
Yeah, that's correct. I think the thing is 620 feet tall at the top. But the Straits Club is having problems with the 6-8. I guess the feed line's in need of replacement since the ice storm. They got some water penetration or something going on there, and that repeater's been down since.
Yeah, that ice was a pain. It killed a lot of stuff. It took out the 2-8 tower down in, what was it, East Jordan, I think. Took the whole tower down.
Hello, W8RP.
Ryan 7QMD Mobile, go ahead.
That was a double. Bentley, how's my signal? I'm in Cedarville on the 511.
Hey, good afternoon, Ron. You're coming in great. I hear you just fine. No issues here.
Yeah, the output's a little weak. It's around half scale. But it's way better than both the 7.4 and the 1.9. So, all right, just thought I'd pop in and say hello. I'm sitting in the truck. I've got a bigger antenna, actually, and much higher on the camper. But just scan happened to stop and recognized the familiar voice. So just thought I'd pop in and say hello. Wondered how it's doing, you know, 40 miles east of the bridge. Probably propagating against across the water pretty good. So, all right, guys, carry on. W8RPM. We'll be stomping around the UP the rest of the week.
73 is W8RPM. KI7QMD. I'm going to go back to listening. Good to meet you, folks. Have a good rest of your week. I'm down in Petoskey now. Going to weasel through the traffic. Catch up with you another time. KI7QMD Mobile.
Yeah, you both have a great day. Ron, boy, you sure get around, and enjoy your time in the UP. KF8, DNF.
Good evening, radio. Anybody on up north today? W8RRM looking. KEAZAZ.
Testing, 1, 2. Radio check, 1. Anybody copy?